The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Jenna Ellis Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
As a constitutional law attorney, former senior legal advisor and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis believes in the rule of law and the importance of integrity in our elections. And she's ready to tackle the big cultural and legal issues facing America. This is the Jenna Ellis Show. Here is your host, Jenna Ellis.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Jenna Ellis Show. I'm Jenna Ellis, and today, of course, we have to address the documents that were found in the Biden think tank at the UPenn facility. So, first of all, I have to laugh at that oxymoronic statement, a Biden think tank. I think out of this entire story, that's the thing that surprises me the most, is that any facility taking themselves seriously at an institution of higher education can use the word Biden and think tank in the same sentence. But we'll get over that. So let's talk about first the facts and then the legal issues and political issues in question, because I think that the political questions are going to ultimately be more important to the media, but also to the appearance of bias for Attorney General Merrick Garland than even the legal questions here. So according to The Hill and our friend Jonathan Turley, who I'm sure all of you are familiar with, who is an attorney himself, as an opinion contributor in The Hill, he writes, the Justice Department reportedly is investigating the discovery of 10 classified documents found in an old private office used by President Biden when he served as the vice president. The discovery could not come at a worse time for the Justice Department or a better time for former President Trump. He goes on to say, while there are significant differences in the number of the documents involved in each case and the reported response of the Biden and Trump teams, the underlying allegation, removing and retaining classified material, is the same. Moreover, there remain questions that are likely to be pursued by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives in the coming weeks. Those questions not only deal with the scope of the alleged violations, but the increasingly conflicted and irreconcilable positions of Attorney General Merrick Garland regarding the Biden and Trump investigations. It's time to make your health great again as we get closer to the new year. For anyone looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, you must start taking care of your liver now. Your liver is your body's master detoxifier. It performs over 500 key functions in your body every day. It's responsible for cleansing and removing thousands of harmful toxins, man-made chemicals, alcohol, and dangerous food additives and preservatives. After decades of wear and tear, our livers slow down and become sluggish. And this is why so many of us struggle with weight gain and feeling tired all of the time. So fortunately, there is a simple, all-natural solution that I absolutely recommend. It's called Liver Health Formula. Liver Health Formula contains 12 powerful botanicals clinically proven to recharge and protect your liver at the cellular level. It also helps restore your liver's detoxifying abilities, boost your energy levels, and you can kick your natural metabolism into high gear. So Liver Health Formula is backed by science and approved by American doctors. Every bottle is also manufactured right here in America too. So as of right now, as a listener to the Jenna Ellis Show, you can try Liver Health Formula completely risk-free and receive 5 free gifts when you order today. First, you'll receive a free 30-day supply of nano-powered omega-3. This is a powerful blend of omega-3 fatty acids that supports a healthy heart and brain, with 4 times better absorption thanks to this special nano-delivery system. You'll also get 4 free ebooks to support every aspect of your health and longevity, regardless of your age. So go to getliverhelp.com/Jenna or call toll-free at 800-282-1757 to claim your risk-free supply of Liver Health Formula and all 5 bonus gifts. That's getliverhelp.com/Jenna or call 1-800-282-1757. 1757. You're covered by their 365-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing at all to risk. But supplies are limited, so head over to getliverhelp.com/Jenna or call toll-free 800-282-1757 now to order Liver Health Formula and get your 5 free bonus gifts. That's getliverhelp.com/Jenna or call 1-800-282-1757. So this is a breaking story. And what's also really fascinating about this is that we're finding out now today that a lot of these documents related to China and Ukraine. So you also have to wonder what Biden was doing with those documents in a private office when he was vice president, especially with the entire Ukraine controversy that was the subject of the first impeachment of Donald Trump, when he was simply asking the president of Ukraine to look into possible corruption of a former United States official at the time, former Vice President Joe Biden. So this story is getting more and more complicated. Plus, it is now also come out that the University of Pennsylvania, again, the housing of the quote-unquote Biden think tank, took over $100 million in quote-unquote donations from China. So that's according to Benny Johnson, who is, of course, our friend and another journalist. That's 389% more than the average American university takes in foreign donations. His tweet says, odd, why? UPenn houses the Biden Center. Did Chinese agents pay to get access to classified documents there? Good question. So all of these questions are circling, and impeachment is also looming because, of course, the subject and nature of classified documents for former President Trump has only resulted in the Mar-a-Lago raid, which was unprecedented for any president, even a former president. But then the mainstream media and the leftists and the Democrats were so quick to condemn President Trump, say that these were multiple felonies. He was going to prison over it. This is the smoking gun. Get his orange jumpsuit ready. All of those things. Now they are quick to say, well, Joe Biden is totally fine with this. There's nothing to see here. But Joe Biden, while these documents are discovered, is the current sitting president. So what happens if the Democrats apply the same standard that they wanted to apply to President Trump, that they still want to apply, and even a misdemeanor mishandling of classified documents charge is appropriate in this instance? Well, of course, in Article 1, with the articles of impeachment that absolutely could be filed by a now majority Republican Congress, only require that there are charges of, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors. So certainly in context, if a sitting president is charged with mishandling classified documents, then it would seem like the Republican majority would believe that this rises to the level of an appropriate impeachable offense. That will be a lot of controversy. We know that the Republicans have wanted to impeach Joe Biden since before he took office, which was the same as Democrats wanting to impeach Trump. And so the political fervor over this is just continuing and continuing to be whipped up. I still think that the political question here ultimately is going to become more important than the legal questions. Because if we go back and we actually look at the legal questions here, which is what actually happened, was this mishandling of classified documents? In the instance of President Trump, a lot of legal scholars, myself included, said that it was really just a custodial document dispute, and a sitting president, when Trump had these documents transmitted to Mar-a-Lago, not only did they communicate with the National Archives, with Secret Service and so forth, to have the appropriate security around these documents, but he also has suggested and said very clearly that he declassified those documents before they were transmitted. We do know that a sitting president can declassify whatever he wants. But did he go through that process? Of course, the Democrats and the left-wing pundits are quick to point out he didn't follow the process. Look at this very famous photo now with documents strewn all over the carpets of Mar-a-Lago. And then you have a box with a Time magazine photo next to these classified documents. So, you know, all of this then begs and suggests the question, does the vice president have the same kind of declassification power? And clearly here, there has been no suggestion that these documents actually went through any type of process. When you have top secret SCI classified documents, then those have to go through a process of redacting a lot of information and the process to declassify. So what type of power does a vice president have? Well, that has now been a question that a lot of legal scholars, of course, depending on who you ask, the left or the right, they'll say, well, of course, there is a March 2003 executive order from former President Bush that unilaterally granted the vice president authority to declassify any material. But then the right-wing pundits come back and say, yeah, but that's only if he has supervisory authority over those classified documents or they pertain to his particular office. So do these Ukraine and China documents pertain, or did they pertain to the office of the vice president when Joe Biden or his staff took them to the UPenn facility? All of these are really good questions, and all of these questions are now going to be in the very, very troubled hands of Attorney General Merrick Garland. Now, of course, when he was dealing with the question of the Mar-a-Lago raid, then the Trump team wisely moved the court to appoint a special master, someone who is completely independent, because they said, listen, a Biden DOJ is not going to treat a former President Trump, who now, by the way, is candidate Trump, fairly. And so the court, much to the disconcertment of the leftist liberals, did appoint a special master, which I think was actually to Merrick Garland's favor, because then whatever happens with the special master in terms of reviewing those classified documents can't come back against a political bias on behalf of the DOJ in the same way that the right-wing pundits are trying to allege. So what is Merrick Garland going to do here? If he retains this case and still has his DOJ counselors investigate this and determine whether or not there are charges, of course it's a conflict of interest. Of course, he is the appointed person and now investigating basically his boss, who has the ability unilaterally to say, hey, I don't want you in office anymore. Give me your resignation. That office of attorney general serves at the pleasure of the president. So it would be in Merrick Garland's best interest to go ahead and appoint a special master, which I will absolutely laugh at if the Democrats are supporting that. Because again, they are just so hypocritical when they have double standards when it's Joe Biden versus President Trump. It's already happening. Everything that you're hearing on the mainstream media, if you tune in to CNN, MSNBC, you're going to hear one thing about how, oh, these documents were fine and everyone is just making a big deal of it. It was only 10 documents compared to how many were with President Trump. And there were nuclear codes compared to, you know, just a few little things about China and the CCP. Like, who really cares, right? And then if you turn into the right-wing political pundits on some of our other networks like Newsmax, Fox, OANN, you're going to hear the exact opposite about how Biden absolutely should be impeached. Trump was fine. He was the sitting president. And the distinguishing factor here is that we only have a then vice president. So my opinion is that we all need to be consistent constitutional conservatives. The legal question should absolutely, no pun intended, trump the political question. And that always should happen for conservatives. We need to apply the very same standards of law and the rule of law to Joe Biden as we want it applied to Donald Trump. No one is above the law, right? And no one is below the law either. And so if President Trump, in my opinion, which is still my opinion, this is just a custodial documents dispute. Sometimes things get placed in documents, packages, and piles of things that get taken out of these secured containment facilities. And everybody kind of freaks out and goes, okay, let's give them back. And let's just make sure to get this right. That's not a crime. There's not intent there. And especially if President Trump says he declassified everything. This is ridiculous. And it was something that as the January 6th committee was wrapping up, the Democrats needed another drama and another big news item so that they could try to dissuade President Trump from running for president in 2024. There is no there legally. There is only a political question there, which is always just to get Trump. So is there a political question here for Joe Biden? Absolutely. And so if Merrick Garland is going to in any way try to charge Donald Trump over this, then he better be ready to charge Joe Biden, because the legal issues that we know so far are similar here. There is not enough distinguishment to say that these two situations should be treated so dissimilarly when you have especially a sitting vice president versus a then sitting president. So as conservatives, if we think that this was a mere custodial dispute with Donald Trump, then we need to be prepared for the same outcome with Joe Biden, unless there is something else that arises that we don't know at this particular time. There's always facts that can change the analysis. But right now, what I'm seeing is simply politics over a legal question. And so with Joe Biden and these classified documents, if they're saying, oh, we discovered these, we're sorry, we're going to talk to the National Archives, we're going to make sure that these stay classified, return them, go through the process, then the only question left that I have at this point is, what was he doing with those? But also, why didn't we hear about this before the midterms? Because for at least 6 days prior to the midterms in November of 2022, the agents who knew that these classified documents existed at this facility that had not, to our knowledge, been declassified or were appropriately kept at the Biden think tank, and I have to laugh when I say that every time, Biden think tank, but they knew, they had discovered these materials. Why didn't the American people know about it? I am so sick and tired of the attempts to influence the American public and sway elections based on political considerations, either concealing information or having these types of October or November surprises. This is not how American politics should run. We should be able to select and prefer our leaders based on all the information, not this political mudslinging. Certainly not any of these hypocritical kinds of applying one principle to one person and then trying to manipulate it and distinguish it when it comes to our preferred political candidate. This is not how America is supposed to function, but this is always how politics functions anymore. So it's going to be very interesting to see primarily what the attorney general does in this situation, because he's kind of between a rock and a hard place. And so I think that he should appoint a special master. And he should say, listen, both of these situations right now are very similar. But the other question is, why aren't there a ton of FBI raids? Why isn't Joe Biden's cell phone being taken? Why isn't his place up in, you know, Delaware being raided over the weekend by the FBI? Why isn't Jen Psaki, as a former Biden associate and ally, getting stopped in the parking lot of her favorite fast food restaurant and having her phone taken? I mean, this is just a ridiculous, obvious example of how the weaponization by the Democrats of law enforcement is always against Republicans, conservatives, and particularly Trump allies, when you see that Joe Biden has been fine. He was allowed to go through the midterms, no problem, no question. Nobody would have even known about the Mar-a-Lago raid if President Trump himself hadn't disclosed that fact. So I am tired of the hypocrisy. I am tired of the politicking. And I think that we as conservatives need to get back to applying the law to the facts how they are. If there is a distinguishing element, fine, we can discuss that, we can debate that, and we can look at that. But right now, if you just have a custodial records dispute that has not been enforced, for years. And I think all of us who have done all kinds of media commentary on the Trump situation know that this type of Presidential Records Act has not been enforced. The federal statutes that mirror that for vice presidents and other federal office holders, that has rarely been enforced, at least against a vice president, to my knowledge. So why are we so eager to see it enforced against Joe Biden? So I am really tired of them trying to make a big federal case out of every little thing. That is the problem in this country. I don't want them to make a big federal case or an impeachment or anything else over anything that is ridiculous. We already have more than enough to impeach Joe Biden on other bases besides 10 documents that are stored at this little think tank. And if it's a big deal, and again, you know, we don't have all the evidence, but what I'm suggesting based on our knowledge now is that we don't need to, as conservatives, overreact to the fact finding here. What we do need to react to and strongly react to is the hypocritical nature of how the Justice Department, that is the Injustice Department, and how the Democrats and their political operatives try to make a felony out of nothing. And then when it comes to their own operatives, they turn the other eye. That is absolutely not okay in this country. And so that's what we need to be the most concerned about and say to Joe Biden and to Merrick Garland, you owe President Trump one hell of an apology. And we have been saying that for a while, but now the fact that all of this is coming out, well, hopefully Merrick Garland will wise up, and hopefully this is one thing that the Democrats will tuck their tail between their legs and say, okay, we maybe need to walk off stage on this one. But the thing is, okay, even let's say that they did that. The thing that bothers me is that then they'll just move on to the next controversy and say, oh, forget about the Mar-a-Lago raid. Yeah, oops, sorry. We had this giant FBI raid and 6 weeks of coverage and, you know, cell phones that were seized and all this kind of stuff. And, oh, sorry, our bad. Let's move on to the next controversy over probably, you know, whether he ordered McDonald's on his plane today. And they're going to make some big giant federal case out of that, right? I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the politicking in DC rather than genuine law enforcement and actually getting work done on behalf of the American people. And so why are we even talking about this? Important to talk about, but why are we even talking about this instead of why isn't the Senate poised to also pass the bill that was just passed last night by the Republican majority unanimously to defund the new 87,000 IRS agents? That kind of stuff is actually working on behalf of the American people. We need to get back to not just talking about politics and the infighting and all this stuff that people inside the Beltway want to talk about. We need to talk about the things that truly matter, which is getting inflation reduced, getting more and more freedoms and liberties secured, combating ridiculous agendas on the state level, like my home state of Colorado, trying to basically negate the Second Amendment in new gun control legislation that they're trying to pass. I mean, all of these things are so much more important and more critical than posturing and politicking around custodial document disputes on behalf of either Trump or Biden. Everybody should let this go. This should not be as big of a deal. And again, my only caveat, there may be something that we don't know about those classified documents. And I do think that it is worth asking, why did he have documents specific to Ukraine and to China? That could lead to a much bigger and broader investigation that would have other criminal liability implications. So we do need to follow this story. But at the bottom line of all of this is I'm tired of the hypocrisy, and I'm tired of us wanting the book thrown out at the Democrats just because they want the book thrown at Republicans. It's time to stop all of the infighting and the bickering between the parties. And it's time to actually use our system of government on behalf of the American people. But you're going to see, and you're already seeing, that the political question is going to be much more discussed and debated and focused on than any of the legal questions. That needs to stop. So I'm Jenna Ellis, and thanks so much for joining today. And I'll bring you more analysis as more of this story unfolds and we get more facts that may draw different legal conclusions, but certainly we'll stay up to date on that. You can also catch me every weekday morning on American Family Radio from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern at AFR.net. You can download the free app, listen there. You can look for your own local terrestrial radio station or listen online for free at AFR.net. The last thing that I wanted to address here, of course, taking a more somber note, is just a very brief eulogy, I suppose, an in memoriam of our dear friend Diamond of Diamond and Silk, who passed away last night in her home state of North Carolina. I had the privilege of knowing Diamond and Silk for years. They have been just wonderful advocates for America, for President Trump, and for our Constitution, and for the land that they love. And so my heart just goes out to their family. I have been overwhelmed seeing all of the social media posts of all of the pictures. They were so loved, and Silk is still so loved by so many people that are surrounding her through this very difficult time. So I would just ask you to be praying for her as she goes through a period of grief and mourning for her sister, be praying for their family. And also always remember as Christians, because Diamond did profess Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. So we know, as 1 Thessalonians 4 tells us, in the Bible that Christians do not grieve as those who have no hope. Hope means that we have a patient expectation for the Lord to fulfill his promises. And his promise is that if we believe in him and accept his free gift of salvation, then we will spend eternity with him. So we can have confidence and hope, which is the expectation that we will one day see Diamond again and that she is currently in the presence of our Lord and Savior. So much love to you, Silk, my dear sister in Christ. We love you, we support you, and we are so sorry for the loss of Diamond. Thank you so much for watching The Jenna Ellis Show, and I will see you tomorrow.
Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I trust to give you good and patient counsel for investing in your retirement. The Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, not only do your expenses go up, but the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And we are already seeing record inflation. That's the last thing that we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you may be vulnerable. So gold is one of the very best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your own gold. It's real, it's physical, and it's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com, where you can download the free investor's guide. You can also go to my Facebook page, Jenna Ellis. I am a public figure on Facebook. You need to start your retirement account even if you're in your 20s or 30s. There is always a great time to protect your retirement and invest, just like you want to protect your health over the long term. So go to Legacy Precious Metals at legacypminvestments.com or call 866-528-1903.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you leave and you go to use it, it's not really that absorbent? It's basically a towel that is leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, towels that actually work. I know, it's totally mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. I have the sage green and the white. I love them. And right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code Jenna. That's J-E-N-N-A. So go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So to receive this amazing offer on the six-piece towel set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code Jenna, that's J-E-N-N-A, or call 1-800-564-8475. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Jenna.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.